It's Wisconsin Today. A new program from UW-Stevens Point aims to teach students about the history, science, and uses of cannabis, including ways to use the plant to clean up pollution.
The program will offer three courses to allow students to earn a certificate in cannabis science. The legal cannabis industry is growing rapidly nationwide. A 2022 jobs report found that the number of jobs in the cannabis industry more than tripled over a five-year span.
Two UW-Stevens Point faculty join us for a look at that program. Brian Berenger is a professor and chair of the Department of Biology at UW-Stevens Point, leading the university's new program to teach students about cannabis science. And Shannon Rhea is an associate professor of chemistry at UW-Stevens Point, an instructor in the cannabis science program there. Shannon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Brian, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us.
Brian, give us the basics. Why create this program focusing on the science of cannabis?
Oh, gosh, lots of reasons. Shannon and I are pretty close research collaborators. We started studying cannabis along with a few collaborators. I guess this was back in 2019. It was hard to not notice the interest, the high interest levels by our students wanting to get involved in research related to cannabis. And so it was that in combination with looking at the market, looking at the cannabis industry and the remarkable growth in the industry nationwide over really the last five, six, 7 years. And that growth is not showing signs of slowing down anytime soon. And so we see this is an opportunity at a state university here to sort of meet that industry demand.
And Shannon, you and Brian have worked on various related projects over the years. Coming from the chemistry angle, what is fascinating about this particular plant?
Just the myriad of chemical compounds that are found in this plant and kind of understanding how they distribute throughout the plant and how we can extract those chemical compounds from the plant and what they can be used for. So from the chemist's end, I'm more or less looking at what happens when the plant is harvested and how we can take the chemical compounds out of the plant and do something with it.
And Brian, coming from the biology angle, obviously plants are part of biology, but what is it about this that you find fascinating as a biologist?
Well, actually, more specifically, I'm an ecologist, and both Shannon and I originally got interested in using cannabis in the process of phytoremediation, which you may know is basically using plants to remove toxins from soil. And much of our agricultural land is polluted with all kinds of different toxins at this point, heavy metals like lead and arsenic and cadmium, and things like PFAS. And so our interest started there. Our interest started with exploring whether and to what extent these plants can be used to clean up the environment.
Let's stay with that, Shannon, because I hadn't known about this. Can you talk about cannabis as a pollution fix for things like PFAS that we're talking about all the time here on this show?
Yeah, so when chemical compounds are found in the soil, they often get taken up into the plant. And we can start to understand how much and where those chemicals are stored within the plant just by doing some chemical analysis. With regard to PFAS, what we are seeing is if cannabis is grown in soil that's contaminated with PFAS, that PFAS gets pulled up into the various plant tissue, and the size of the PFAS seems to be correlated to how much and how far up the plant it goes.
Now, Brian, take us through the student experience. If I am a student at Point and I'm taking this program, what kind of things am I going to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that we should emphasize right off the bat is that we made the decision early on that this program would be 100% online and essentially asynchronous so that students can work through the course materials more or less at their own pace. I mean, there's some structure there, but we recognize that although we certainly want to cater to the students that are here at UWSP, we also want this program to be accessible to anyone in the world, and that includes, you know, working professionals, people who have families and other obligations. And so our goal was to make these courses accessible, as inclusive as possible, as organized as possible, so that students, whether they're working adults, whether they're traditional college students, can work them around their otherwise busy schedules. And so flexibility is really the name of the game.
We're talking about a new cannabis science program at UW-Stevens Point with Brian Berenger and Shannon Rhea, two faculty members in the college's new cannabis science program. Brian, you mentioned earlier the industry. Now, this is a fairly recent development. There are many legal jobs, at least under state laws, in states other than Wisconsin, in the cannabis industry. Can you talk about the demand for people who know this stuff and what you are training people to be ready for?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the industry is really remarkable in the sense that it's really just been exploding nationwide, and that's been going on for a number of years. And so one study that I could cite, it's a couple of years old now, but as of 2022, the industry had experienced at least 27% job growth nationally for 5 years in a row. And that's really remarkable. And so that rivals, if not surpasses, pretty much any other industry that you can name, whether construction, business, et cetera. And so the industry is exploding. Yeah, I mean, the legal landscape of cannabis is complex and it's changing on an almost daily basis. Right now in the state of Wisconsin, what we call marijuana, which is cannabis that has high levels of Delta-9 THC, is still illegal, but most other forms of cannabis are very much legal with the right licenses here in the state. And much of what we do is grow hemp, which is very low levels of THC. And so, the landscape of the industry, the legal landscape surrounding the industry is changing and has been changing for some time, but that has not stopped the industry from growing. And certainly in states around us like Michigan and Illinois and now Minnesota, they are enjoying just astronomical job growth.
Shannon, I can imagine a student thinking, ooh, cool, a pot class. Ah, that'll be fun. And then coming in and be like, oh, no, wait, there's a lot of real science here. Can you talk about the degree of difficulty that might catch somebody off guard?
Sure. So we targeted our audience to the student body that would have at least a introduction college level chemistry and biology course so that we could really get into the details of the chemistry and biology of cannabis. Knowing some sort of, you know, something about the chemical bonding that occurs between atoms and understanding what an element is versus a compound are just some kind of basic level things that you would need to know going into the chemistry aspect.
Now, Brian, of course, many uses of this plant and productions of it, legal in some states, not under federal law, not legal here in Wisconsin. Does that raise challenges for making this happen in the first place, this program, but also for the kind of things you can do and talk about?
I mean, a little bit. It also makes things more interesting, I would argue. And so, I'll emphasize that, everything we do here at our university and in this program is, of course, legal. We have growers licenses through the USDA that allow us to grow. They allow us to grow hemp, which is low THC cannabis with very little psychoactive properties. But there's no doubt that sets up challenges for us.
If you don't mind, I could jump in and kind of add to that. I think the biggest challenge with the ever-changing landscape and the legality is just that what we talk about in 2024 may not hold in terms of, you know, certain legislation or if I'm talking about analytical testing, what is approved for proper analytical testing in 2024 might not be the same in 2027. It probably isn't going to be the same across state lines. And so We like to focus sort of more on the general science and knowing that it is going to be a changing landscape. Even when it comes to the research that we might talk about in our classes, because it has been so regulated, the research is in its infancy. So what's known today may change in 3 years because more and more people are going to be able to do research as it becomes more and more legal, and we'll have more information about things like the pharmacology of cannabis.
And Brian, are there changes in federal law, maybe in particular, that would make it easier to do some of the research you want to do?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, if what I refer to as high THC, that is high Delta 9 THC cannabis, otherwise known as marijuana, once that becomes legal at the federal level, then that will certainly sort of remove some gates that prevent us from doing some of the things that we want to do. But it's worth emphasizing that, whether you're studying hemp or whether you're studying marijuana, it's all cannabis. And you could come here to our university and walk into one of our greenhouses and see our plants growing. And from 20 feet away, you would have no idea if they're marijuana or hemp. They look the same. They smell the same. And so, for the most part, we're able to do the work that we want to do, even though we're focused on low THC strains of cannabis. But once that federal law changes, I think that our lives will become a little more interesting here at the university, because it will open up doors to studying some of the effects of the recreational uses of cannabis, which I think are really interesting as well.
We'll leave it there. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Shannon, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Brian Berringer is chair of the Department of Biology at UW-Stevens Point. Shannon Rhea, associate professor of chemistry there. And they are teaching classes in UWSP's new cannabis science program.